Here's a thought I'll title Decor Photography and Art Photography. The other day, I was working on an image that had really captivated me. It was a gorgeous place, and I completed a beautiful photograph. Seriously, simply gorgeous. A stunning landscape, a magical light, vibrant colors, and an engaging composition. So wonderful that even though it was my own image, it kind of took my breath away. The kind of image that makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up and a thrill go down your spine. It was wonderful. I like it. I'm proud of it. I immediately framed it and hung it in a prestigious location here at home. But I have to admit, I struggle to call it art. When I think of the word art, I think of the companion word, artist, and that somehow in the best artwork, we see the artist in the artwork. It's that old business about a camera being a mirror. And when I look at this newly produced, absolutely gorgeous landscape, there's nothing of me in it at all. The place was gorgeous, the light was gorgeous, everything about it was gorgeous. But I am thoroughly absent. This image could have been made, would have been made by probably everybody standing where I was standing at the moment that I was there with the scene and the light and everything that's in the photograph, except me. I suppose an argument could be made that such self-centeredness is not the definition of worthy art. But then again, when I look back at art history, I'm not so sure. How can you look at a Michelangelo painting and not see Michelangelo in it? How can you look at Caravaggio and not see Caravaggio in it? How can you not listen to a Beethoven symphony and not hear Beethoven in it? If a Beethoven symphony sounded exactly like a Brahms symphony, would we still admire the Beethoven symphony so much? And I think the farther you get from sort of the center of the art world and start exploring the edges, this becomes even more true. Think of the painter Bruegel, or Jackson Pollock, or Ezra Pound, or James Joyce, or Andy Warhol. These are the artists who pushed harder than most to make sure that they were present in their artwork. And to a large degree, that's what makes their artwork so fascinating. But I could say the same thing about a Rembrandt portrait. We call it a Rembrandt portrait because he defined a new way of seeing. Can't we translate all of this perfectly into photography? Yes, an Ansel Adams scene is a gorgeous scene, but it's also a reflection of Ansel Adams' relationship with the environment, or Edward Weston's Peppers, or Harry Callahan's portraits of his wife, or Ouija's nighttime street photography of New York society. I think there's a real difference between decor photography and art photography, and any given piece of artwork is probably a mixture of the two. I can easily see hanging on my wall the picture of the dead pelican by Edward Weston. It's art photography, but it also can function as a kind of decor photography. So the line between these two styles of photography is not precise, it's not well-defined, it's not an absolute categorization of artwork. But for each of us, as we produce work, it can be a useful way to think, is this photograph expressing me? Or is this photograph expressing something other than me? And somewhere in that conversation we have with ourselves, we might find that there is this division between what we produce, some of which is decor, some of which is art, some of which is a mixture of the two.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.